We're speaking with Darren Towers from the Old English Pub right here in Gananoque. Darren actually also started Gan Strong, which is just a way to send feel-good messages to the local people here in our town. And Darren, I know you guys have been through a lot, you and your team over there at the pub. How have you been handling this pandemic so far?
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Tim. I will get to that in a second. I just wanted to put a big, there's so many unsung heroes out there that probably don't even know about. I just want to send a big thank you to my FM and all the team, because you guys are doing an incredible job to keep people motivated and that too, which is amazing. Community radio stations, anything community is a bonus, but I'm doing okay. Pretty fair, I think. Same as everybody else. You know, it's a big adjustment. We're living a completely different life to what we were, 15 months ago. But I think people have adjusted a little bit. I'm handling it okay. I try to keep strong. I was born strong. My parents installed in me, a lot of strength, which obviously helped. Better weather now, so can get outside and walk the dog more and get some fresh air and so getting through. Same as a lot of people, we're just waiting for an end, which I'm sure will come one day.
What has changed for you over this last year?
With the pub, just seeing the pub's not a pub without, people in there and live music and things like that. The business is everybody's business as though, especially in a small community like this, we're all suffering. At least we have the benefit to do some takeout sales, where a lot of the other businesses like salons and things have been closed for nearly half a year, on and off, and maybe longer, I'm not sure actually. But no, it's everything's changed. Your lifestyle changes, not shaking hands, hugging people. That's one of the big things I do miss. Luckily I have a big brood of a dog, an Old English Bulldog, and we spend a lot of time together. So that keeps me mentally strong too, just having that. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. And the one thing I do want to say is to anybody listening, there's always somebody there. And as far as I'm aware, nobody's ever got COVID through a phone call or a FaceTime or a computer. So everybody, just don't be afraid to reach out to, friends and family, or even if it's somebody you don't really know, and support them if they're going through of time. It's time for us all to be together and stay strong as a community.
What has been some of the challenges you've had to face during this crazy time we're in?
We were blessed last year because we were allowed to put temporary patios out, so that was a great help. And luckily we had a great summer last year, and even for individuals, they got to get out and golf and I think now, we're coming to a good time of the year again. We've got through the winter, which obviously was probably the toughest time. But business-wise, same as everybody else, we're all just struggling just to keep the lights going. And, I don't think there's any business doing particularly well unless you're one of these big online ordering companies or whatever it is. And we're just, clinging on, just basically just trying to get through all this and then hit the ground running when it's all over and survive. I just hate to see businesses close in town, that especially the ones that have been here for longer than I have. I've been here 12 years, but this business has been in town for way longer than that. So.
Darren, you also started an inspirational thing here in Gan called Gananoque Strong. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sat down one night and just thought that it was an opportunity to do something just to keep people strong and keep them motivated. And I tried it, not every day, but I just tried to put words of encouragement onto that site. And I encourage other people to do it too, and it's ironic, really. I started Gananoque Strong to keep members of the community strong. And it's ironic, it kept me strong too, if you understand what I mean, because it got me to be inspired to put something on that page and hopefully inspire others. And now other people have started putting things on there. It's just positive stuff